name of Rabbi. So this morning, we'll start a new series. I titled it, How the Power Flows. Hallelujah. The Power Flows, or better put, How the Power Flows. How the Power Flows. Yes. When we come to church like this, we are talking about the power of God, not another power. Hallelujah. So how the power flows. Hallelujah. So how the power flows. You know, the believer, let me say that the believer ought to improve his flesh. The things you know, the moment you get saved, the next thing is to grow in knowledge. First Peter 2 says, desire is the same as the word, that you might grow thereby. Alright, so, upon salvation, the next thing for the believer is to now grow in knowledge. So I want to know things. I want to know. It says, grow in grace. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. Grace. That is in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. So we have to grow in knowledge. Tell your neighbor, grow in knowledge. As a Christian, you must ask yourself, all year long, things I learned about Jesus. Or is it just this Jesus you know? The Lord, King of Kings, I am the Tyrian, omnipotent, omniscient, omnicommercial, omni everything. Is that not all you Jesus? Step up. You now need to know more. Because as an effective Christian, knowledge plays a vital role. Exactly? So, knowledge must be your pursuit. So, want to know how the power flows. It's not that in knowledge, there are three kinds of knowledge, as it were. I don't that today. There's a what? There's a why. There's a what? There's a why. And then there's a I'll come again. There's a what in knowledge. What is this? Then there's a why. What is this? I know you know what, then I know the why, then I know how. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the reason why we call people professionals, and he says, this guy is a professional, you know, is because they know the how. Right? Not because they know the what. Not because they know the what, because they know the how. What is this? Huh? What is this? Eh? Not this. This is silly. This white thing. Eh? Use a light. Bulb. Fluorescent. It's a bulb. What is that? Premium. In your own face, like moon. Is that person? So, it's not light. It's a light bulb, as it were, or a fluorescent bulb. Because we can have an old bulb. Well, you call this a fluorescent bulb. What, right? So, you all know the what. This is the fluorescent. So, if you go to a village boy, and this thing is not on, and you what is this? Ah, so fine. Well, okay. So this thing is old. What is it used for? Now, why is it here? This bulb, or this light bulb, why? To brighten the room, right? Right? Okay, so we know the what? Why? How does it work? Not too much that I went to engineering school. Too quiet. Engineering is very good here now. How does it work? Shut up. I want to embarrass you before we enter the new year. How does this thing work? Zero idea. You've seen it all your life. Well, current charge. What are you saying? This is embarrassing. Farm. Baby, how does this thing work? Electricity. We know. Because when there's no light, don't come on. So we know. How does it work? You can see that. When I said, what is this? You are all quick to say, Bob, what is it? Why is it here? He said, for life. But how? He kept quiet. The how of things is almost the peak of knowledge. Sometimes you wonder why we say, how? How to Christianity? How to do this? Don't. How to pray? Okay, this church will teach you how to pray. Things you know how to pray before. We'll teach you how to, how to sing. That song that you always sing in your bedroom, and you think that you are the next Christian. Thing. We think it has to sing to. Hallelujah. Because we must not make assumptions. There's an how. Hallelujah. So, what more Praise God. How the power of God flows. What the power of God is. Right? We know why there's the power of God. For salvation, right? The gospel is the power of God. What's on the Jews, right? Colossians over 16. We know what the power of God is for healing. Right? Right? For rescue, for belief. You know what the power of God is for. We want to know how it flows. How the power flows. This morning. Huh? For example, you said the Pauline prayers. It's got the one in Ephesians. Now, when I'm called, when I'm called, you open it. You open it so that we can be. Look at verse 16. Say, I see those who give thanks for you. Make sure of my prayers. He said, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Ephesians 1, the Father of glory may give unto you what? Verse 17 now. The spirit of wisdom, we corrected that. Should be what? The wisdom of the spirit. Thank you. So it will give unto you the wisdom of the spirit, because you have another spirit, you already have the Holy Ghost. So it's going to give you the wisdom of the spirit. Give unto you the wisdom of the spirit, which is what? Revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation and knowledge. That the height of the understanding enlightened, that you, verse 18. What is what? And what is what? The riches. We know the what. We know the what. The of the glory of the letter. But look at verse 20 now. He now explains how the riches of the glory is ours. He says, which in rock and Christ. When the raised from the dead and said him what? I've opened heavenly, right? Power of principality. That is how. That is how the power works. So, you don't just teach the what, you teach the I can teach you what the power of God is. The power of God is the power of God is the power of God is the flow. Does it flow? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5. So let's get started. Mark chapter 5. So this one wants the power of flow. But look at how the power flows. Mark chapter 5, verse 29. You see, Mark chapter 5, verse 29, we need to be fast this morning. And straight away, the fountain of her blood, you already know the person you're talking about, you call her the woman with the issue of blood. But she's not the woman with the issue of blood, because of you. So you don't call her the woman with the issue of blood. Verse 29 says, and straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Can you see that? So, verse 30, that the gentleman, as you had surveyed, turned about to the person and said, who touched my clothes? And he decided to say, can't you see the people around you? How can you say who touched me? And he looked about to see, who had done this thing. So, the story is that this woman touched Jesus' garment, and 12 years, a fountain of love, a sickness of 12 years left. That's not the cocoa now. Jesus said, power went out of me. Power went out of me. Now, the lesson you must learn there is that you don't get used to sickness or a condition. 12 years is enough time to get used to something. Some people don't even have 12 years, probably 4 years, say that's my headache. That's the headache I always have. That's coming. And I told you, the moment you start calling it your headache, it's yours. Hallelujah. Even if you rebuke it, it's yours. You already said it's yours. It's a charisma. Yeah. So, Jesus said, power has gone out of me. We want to know how power went down. We need to know. You know, earlier this year we talked about why God created animals, right? Right? But you need to know. Why are we asking that? You need to know. It makes your faith effective. Alright, so, here, Jesus said, power has gone out. Something went out of me. But we didn't know. We saw her touch. Was it through the touch? No. 32. Read verse 32. Again. Over 34, rather. Come on, want to go. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you old. Go in peace and heal. So, if there's nothing we know that our faith was at work. Jesus said, your faith
My faith, not Jesus' faith. Our faith. But faith is not just faith. It's faith is something. It's not just faith. Faith has to be with something. Faith is secondary. So when you say believe in Jesus. You know, you're not going to believe something. You have to believe what he said, what he did, or something, right? Right? When you say, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and Jesus is the greatest, and I will say, believe in him. There's something to believe about him. And that's what Paul said, yeah, he died, he was buried, and he was somebody there, right? So there's always a report. Isaiah 3:1, who has believed our report? Then you have to believe. You don't just say faith. So, Jesus said, your faith. So, one thing we know, firstly, is that unbelief cannot receive God or what God gives. Belief cannot receive whatever God gives or even God himself. Unbelief ties the ends of God. It binds it. It binds it. But let's track our faith. What was our faith really about? Verse 25. Read verse 25 for me. Let's read verse 25 to 29 now. Anybody want to go? I've come out. And a certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. And had suffered many things of many physicians. And had spent all that she had. And nothing was better. But grew worse. With the sight of Jesus. Came in and touched his garment. Verse 28, very important. What she said. If I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And straight away, fountain of her blood. Hallelujah. She said. Verse 28. Her faith was in her words. She said. In fact, the original text puts it as she kept saying, I've seen that in my Bible since. She kept saying, if I may touch. She didn't say it once. She kept saying it. If I may touch the hem of God, I'll be made. If I may touch the hem of God, I'll be made. Hallelujah. I want. Next time, you think that God evaluates you when you pray, and you're praying. You think that God will not look at you. Say, this one's prayer, she means, like, is she desperate enough? Has she been living only? You know, when I was younger, I'm very young, when I was much younger, I was saying, this day I'm praying, God cannot answer, I know. Well, I need quiet the previous day. I just say, let's just pray, so that it's not that we are not praying, but we know that it cannot be answered. Myself and the bishop, we call him bishop, they call me apostle. But I had a shirt, he apostle at the back. Rubbish. I said, bishop, we both know our prayers are going unanswered. He said, yes, I know. The high five. Same unanswered prayers. And why do we think so? Because of the things we did. At the point we were playing football inside the church. Not in the church compound. We passed the church chairs. We passed it out, outside, and we were playing football. What is this? I was not blackmailing on. She can't tell the pastor. He don't tell the pastor. Hallelujah. We did that. We thought our prayers can never be answered. We that were playing Jabulani. We got Jabulani that time. They were playing Jabulani in the church. She eventually got the pastor. I didn't come to church the next day. Hallelujah. Very amazing. So, many times you think that God will evaluate you. Now look at you. So, your prayers can never be answered. Lie. But it's not so. Observe that this woman here, Jesus did not even know anything. Jesus did not know she was doing something. Jesus did not know she was going to touch. In fact, Jesus did not know she touched. The only thing Jesus had an idea of, or had a knowledge of, was that something went out. There was a power. There was a power flow. That was the only thing Jesus knew. Something flowed to me. Whether it was through words, whether it was through touch, we don't know. Right? Until the woman now reported this thing, but she must have said it, that I was saying for them to record it. Nobody heard that when she was saying it. So she said, this is what happened. She said in her heart, and she spoke it out. If I may touch, he made it open. And when she touched, was she, praise God. Sometimes you think that God sized you up, and look at your situation. Emergency. This is your own situation. You can still manage it. Let me attend to this one. I see you. It's even all negative. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we think that God will first look at you. And many of us still have that mindset today. It's wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any man can make the power flow. I will say, any man can make the power flow. If you just follow how it flows. Just because of the flow, you can make power flow. For example, if you stay on the ground and you touch a live wire, you like speaking in tongues. You like doing the speaking in tongues. You are not wearing slippers. You not wear slippers. And you see that the tip is naked like this. And you say, Jesus is the answer. You got to answer him. Hallelujah. You need to know that is the answer. Why? Is it that the electricity company now says, let us teach him a lesson? Eh? I didn't want to let us teach him a lesson. You just the natural law of electricity. They are not teaching you a lesson because they hate you. Electricity does not say, let me shock. You are too dark for me. I will shock you. You are scared. Don't let me shock you. The moment you touch it and you're on the ground, you get shocked. Because that bird, they perch on live wires and nothing happens to them, right? Have you wondered before? So they say, why? It shows you are not experienced to them. I'm not experienced to them. It's like. So when birds perch on live wires, the reason why they shock and drop and contact, one time I was, you know, one will just fall and we're going to cook it. But they will perch and they leave. Because you are not grounded. The moment you're on the ground, electricity is close to your body. But if you are, you yourself, if you're on the head, and your hand goes to the head wire, and your leg is not touching the ground, you won't shock. You didn't know that before, right? Now, don't go and be looking for pool. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask on the word. Don't ask this word. You shock. Because the natural law of electricity is that it interacts with the ground. Great. So, if you follow how something works, it works. God does not tie you up to see if the power can flow to you. If you follow how the power flows, you will see the power flow. Again, how the power flows to that woman's body. Faith in what? In our words. Thank you very much. So, some of us mock words. I've done that before. He said, is it about saying it? Is it about saying it? Don't say it. Is it about saying it? People do. So, I don't like all these name is garbage people. Now, I'm not saying we are name is garbage. I'm not the name is garbage. I say me. Why should you say it? Say what is real. Say what is real. And so I asked them, how are you? He said, I'm dying. I said, why did you say that? He said, we are all dying. I said, no. Speak for yourself. Am I your family member? Why are you saying this? He said, we are all dying. I said, why did you say that? We die daily. That you are every day, you are closer to the grave. I said, what do you mean? So what is your time? He said, the doctor said, I have 2 weeks to live. And you believe it? Of course, that is the doctor. I'm not saying you should believe the doctor. Hallelujah. That's in that. I said, I'm dreaming. Alright. I said, you believe that? I said, I'm dying. And so, he said, let's pray. So who is it? Because I have big reason. And it's just me. He said, Father, heal me. Hello, you can't be. I stopped the prayer. Stop. We better stop. He said, why? He said, your prayer cannot be answered. I don't want to waste my own time. You already said you are dying. You are serious today. You are praying for God to heal you. It can't happen. You must allow your prayer and your will to be the same. Let us stay in the same place. What are not just made for? What carry life? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, faith flows through words. Have you ever heard that prayer is in words? Prayer. Prayer is in words. What do you mean in tongues? Tongues is words, right? Blows up. Huh? It blows up. Because tongues is in words, right? What it's about, then it's about. Tongues is in words. Even what you understand is in words. You want it in space, is in words. Words. You don't think in tongues, right? Hallelujah. Tongues must be spoken, right? You don't like tongues. You don't speak in tongues. Prayer is in words. What are that? Don't take words with words. Pray for Romans 10:16. The righteousness of faith speaks. It speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart. The righteousness of faith speaks. Hallelujah. So the word said, if I can touch, I'll be made whole. And when she did, the power of God began to flow. So God's power flows, we cooperate with the use of our words. We must cooperate with the use of our words. Proverbs 18:21 says, there's a lie and the power of the tongue. Those who love it will enter. Those who eat their food there. Proverbs 16:21. Death and life are in the tongue. So words are not just words. The believer must know that power flows through words. Jesus taught something in Mark chapter 11, which would be our main text. So next week we'll look at, we'll be able to start this off very well. Mark chapter 11, please come with me. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. So let's read 23. Come to everybody. Whatever she says this morning. Hallelujah. Verse 22. He said unto them, have faith in God. Yeah? I told you the word is, have the faith of God. We talked about before. Of course, he was talking to unbelievers here. That's why I said, have the faith of God. But you have the faith of God. Say, have the faith of God. Yeah. So he said, have faith of God. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Believe all those things I say, he shall have what? Whatever I say. How many times did he say that? How many times? Three times. Don't use them counting. Because you have done it yourself, listen. Three times. How many times did he say three? Once. It means that for every time you believe, you must say it three times. Don't say, I believe it in my heart. You have to say it. He shall have whatsoever he sees. Not whatsoever he believes. He shall have whatsoever he says. So, the believing is passive. The active word there is to think. That's how the power flows. So you shall say to this mountain, the mountain will remain a mountain till you talk. Hallelujah. The mountain will remain a mountain. You talk. Obviously, you know, I'm not talking about the physical mountain here, right? Jesus never moved any physical mountain. Right? So don't go to the mountain at the back of the house. This mountain, you are disturbing network. I say move. It's not going anywhere. I said the government needs. They need the plain land. Hallelujah. So he says, have the faith of God. The faith God gives. Look at that much more next week. Look at that much more next week. Because God created the world by speaking. And God said, there was a lie. There was a lie. And God said, let God say. Can you see that? God kept saying, for everything he wanted to see, he said it. God didn't say what he saw. He saw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He saw what he said. So in saying the audible. Many times when we want to have confessions of faith, we are now low. We're going to be low. You're about to walk. You're not so low. I remember being on an outreach with a particular sister. 2009 or 10. So we went on outreach. This is the one to cast out with a demon. So, I was looking inside. Name of Jesus. Go. I was looking inside. That they rescue. Tell them about that to in the name of Jesus. Stop that. So something simple. But this is how she had faith, but her faith was not. So wouldn't her in the name of Jesus. She would have been going on her own. And I'll have one more soon. Hallelujah. The loud. Faith is audible. Faith has a loud voice. Faith has a loud voice. Jesus, you will say to this mountain, that means the mountain will hear you. Obviously, the mountain is figurative of problems, right? Problems, situations that are not from God. Say, you will say to me. Don't talk about it. You will talk to it. Many of them do that, they talk about the mountain. They talk about the mountain. You now call your friend. That's my problem. I want to share it with you. You are talking about it. Talk to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That sickness. Alright, so, you will allow me that thing. So you will say to the mountain. Imagine that. So, Jesus is teaching the importance of words. Words. Spirit functions by words. You know, demons don't live as you say they should be. You know, kind of demons is not in your thought.
Yeah. I'm thinking of demons in my head right now. Go back then.
Don't cover demons in your thought. You start with your words.
It's so easy to tell that sometimes we forget how important words are. Some of you can talk of the entire next year now. Some of you,
even Fatima.
After you are done, you will not bite God.
Let's talk about God more.
You can talk. And in the multitude of words, you easily find sin. When we talk too much, we give sin a flicker. That's what the scripture says.
Hallelujah.
So use your words wisely. Sometimes our jokes.
Sometimes our jokes.
I remember just was he on 26? I was with some of my friends in the battle. And then we don't take words lightly.
But someone said,
you are finished.
See, one of us.
I said, I will not be finished in Jesus' name.
Ah, just a little bit. We understand.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'm finished. And all you
Abina, that is, you agree that I'm finished.
Well, you're now finished with you.
Now say, I'm finished.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. If you recorded all that you said yesterday, would you be proud of yourself?
Have you done it before?
I did very well.
You record everything you are saying.
Just pray for like 45 hours. And listen to yourself again.
Now, when you now put it on record, you now be careful.
You have to know.
I'm wondering, why are you greeting us like this?
I love you.
So that you can just record everything you are saying.
Say few words.
Hallelujah.
What are you saying about your job?
What are you saying about your ministry?
What are you saying about your family?
Are they words
that we can ask every believer around the world to be saying?
Praise God.
Whosoever shall say to this mountain,
thy master my words.
I have lordship over my words.
I don't speak loosely.
I speak faith-filled words.
Lord-filled words.
Don't get pressure to say anything. Don't get pressure.
Don't get under pressure to just,
that's not talking.
That's why I always tell, don't be angry.
It's possible not to be angry.
First, we are human. We are human.
No, it's possible not to be angry.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's possible to live an anger-free life.
When you are angry, you say the wrongest thing.
So Mark 11:22 again, they have faith in God, or have the faith of God,
and he says, whosoever shall say to this mountain,
the mountain with a demonstrative pronoun, right, which is figurative of an obstacle, right,
an obstacle,
something that, a problem that stands by you.
Let the problem stand by you.
Hallelujah. When Jesus sees a problem, he doesn't call it a problem. He now calls it a mountain.
When I was young, I used to wonder why Jesus would say, little girl, she's not dead, she's sleeping.
And he said, he's lying, he's dead, she's dead now.
And then she's dead.
She's dead. Don't lie.
Call it what it is.
No.
Call it a mountain, not a problem.
Hallelujah.
And I look to God as you use your words this week, you see the power of God. You see the power of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Alright, so, you don't know what somebody has ever said is a problem with pity.
I'm not encouraging for the next 365 days.
Don't give in to pity.
Some believers like pity.
You don't want people to pity you.
It was just around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was this thing. It's terrible.
But if you don't tell me enough, you feel like, you know, exaggerating so that people can pity you.
I know some of you are, you are in this, on this table I'm shaking.
That's him, he's not that much.
Now he's like, great, he's like,
Utobai.
You want a machine?
No.
You won't live by pity.
Hallelujah.
Use your word.
Use your word.
Master your word.
I have what I say.
Hallelujah.
The doctor says something.
What are you saying?
The doctor says,
whatever the doctor says, he says,
we have what you say.
What you say.
What you say.
I said, how is everything? How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get my life.
It's about,
so my life is just going anyhow.
How can you boldly say that about your own life?
What about my own life?
You even finish it.
Yeah, my life is just going anyhow. I didn't get it. Everything is not going smoothly. Everything cannot go smoothly. The way I just said it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell anybody you have what you say. Ah. Who's right there? Tell anybody you have what you say. The demons also use words. Witches, wizards. They use words. I will watch the toy. Okay. I'm a complete Yoruba person. You know Kutai? How is it Kutai? I like watching it. I like watching it too. I learned. Who was this? We don't have to watch it. We wanted to look at something. Because those guys are experts. Oh yeah, good witches, real witches. That was the point. So, let's just learn something about witches. Don't mind us. So, faith does not attract pity. Hallelujah. Faith deals with the situation. Always tell yourself, this mountain is under me. This mountain is under me. This mountain will go flat. I've never been anxious about any problem. At least for some now. It will go flat. But my words will make this mountain fall. Don't give in to pity. Don't ever say, hey, you know, be sweating like there's no Christmas go. It's sweating like something else. Hallelujah. Use your words. Write that down. Use your words. Faith works with words. Just as your faith has made you because of our words. There's nothing like an unspoken faith, though. I have the faith, I'm just not saying it. See, like it is the mountain that needs to hear you. Not yourself. You don't need to hear you. It's the mountain that needs to hear you. So don't be thinking it. Say it out. I like that movie. But the woman said, hear me, devil, at that part. I don't know if you are speaking in tongues that part. Do you read it? I just watched it and I laughed. Hear me, devil, you can't have my man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The ladies are angry already. Alright, so you know that he shall have whatsoever he said. He shall have whatsoever he said. Can you actually say the same thing for 2 hours? I mean, you stand on your healing for 2 hours. If you can say it, you can have it. Say the same thing, be persistent. Be strong on your words. Be strong on your words. Feel for them with your faithful words. You're going up this morning. Speak faithful words. Don't say, that traffic, you must have bouncing by you. Someone will not be having a dick. You now have a headache. You say, like I knew already. You are the one that called the headache. The headache was going on. Hallelujah. Words are spiritual. Use your words wisely. So he says, whosoever shall say to this mountain. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. So you must learn to talk. You must learn to talk. Words that are not clear enough or loud enough, they don't carry anything. I'll come again. Words that are not loud enough. Yes, I have to. They don't carry anything. Have you seen someone casting out demons before? Is he a whisper? You wish I would. I had my first time. You guys shouted, you think the demon is in me? And I was scared. I've seen that sister cringe. I've seen quite a number of people. But it was my own. And it was a setup. You guys shouted, the demon was there. Let's just get this one and go. In the name of Jesus, what are you doing here? I like the demon will laugh at me. Let me just go. I'm sorry. Faith-filled words are loud. Be loud about it. Be loud about it. No, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I'm healed in my body. No, my family is not falling apart. It's not falling apart. Things are not falling apart. Things are falling in place for me. Be loud about it. Be loud about it. Faith is loud. Praise God. Faith cannot work without word. There's no like science faith. I've told you. If it's faith, it should be loud. This, let the redeemed of the Lord say, we'll see. Not just this, let the redeemed of the Lord keep earth and think. You will see. Hallelujah. What you don't see, you can't see. You know, even the gospel must be said before you can bring life. Just look at the person. I'm preaching to you. You now believe. My belly, that's how you cannot believe. But that is classic. Yeah, you have not believed you. Because God has spoken. You don't preach in your head. The gospel in your head no helps nobody.
I've told you that before, right? Because in your head, down your legs, and your garden. We here. Your body. Faith is spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are silent about your faith, you will lose by default. If you are silent about your faith, you will, by default, nobody is making you lose. Not God, not even the devil. You are losing by default. Be loud. That's how the power flows. Unspoken faith is unused. If it's unused, it's not functioning. Look at the story of the centurion man. Jesus just says, my servant is sick. Yes, I let's go to him. He said, no, you don't need to go. Just say the word. I love that man. He said, just say it. I know that your word are as vital as your presence. You don't need to come around. Just say it. And just say, this is the thing. Hallelujah. Sometimes, so you have to do is say it. Say it. Something is even really an event. Just say it. And keep saying it. So that I said, but it's not working, you see. I said it, but it's not working. That's what you're actually saying. That is not working, is what you're saying. You didn't get that? That is not working. That's your sickness. It will not work because you said it's not working. Keep saying it. Hallelujah. Words, 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 words. She said to herself, she kept saying to herself, if I can touch. The issue was open. The issue was that word. If she said, if I can see, she would still have been moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus' presence in the house of the centurion. Jesus' presence without word. That house will still not be healed. Jesus will go there and you should not see anything. You think it's house to be healed? No. Just speak your word. Speak your word. He said, I'm a man under authority. I say to one, go. He goes. I say to one, come. So I know what word can do. Stay to help. Go. Hallelujah. Let else go and meet my father. How can a believer? You have the headache, and the first thing that comes to your mind is paracetamol. You already know the dosage. You say, adult, two. Children, huh? Believer, that is a pharmacist. Children, huh? Oh, you are not Dora. Children, huh? Say that, huh? Then you use one in the morning, you are like, that care? Shut up. Walk in your own. Hallelujah. I'm a believer and I'm a pharmacist. What about that? At least you're not yet. You can't use your them saying it. So you keep saying what you have said. Hallelujah. Hallelujeah. You're saying it. Matthew 6:31. You say, take no thought, saying, what shall we? This is the saying. They call your father cares for you. Say it. So don't worry. Tell yourself, don't worry. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. No, man, it's okay. Tell your neighbor, don't worry. Worry comes in first at a thought. Okay, this admission now. This admission now. How will I do? Who do I know? Who do I know? Let's come out that you don't know anybody actually. Now start worrying. How will it be? I don't know this next year. How will it be? Everybody just excited. Me, I just feel like we just say that. Like, you know, even though I don't see any difference. It's you get, I don't know. It's overhyped. Since I was young, I've never seen a difference between 31st and January 1st. It's still the normal next day to me. I set my plan. That's the series. Now, I will continue. There's nothing like a New Year's series. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Instead of worry, what do you do? Pray. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious about nothing. But in all things, with prayer and supplication, make your request what? Known unto God. Don't worry about it. Talk about it. Hallelujah. Talk to the mountain. Will it move? Will it move? So use your word wisely. Use your word wisely. Doubt comes by word. Faith comes by word. So if the doubt comes to your mind, how do you annul it? How do you cancel it? I tell you, how do you do? You say it out. Something comes to your mind, you say, you're dying. Don't cancel it in your head. Say it out! Say it out, is that there? You don't annul thought by thought. You are not thought with words. So whosoever shall say to this thought, he will put very carefully to this and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe all those things he says and have what he says. You can always pray the root of fear. You can always trust the root of fear.
Jesus is even heir of the power of that, the kingdom of darkness itself, to get an unbeliever who is not fearful. He's an unbeliever, let me speak of God. If he's not fearful, he's very heir to bless him. I said, are you there? It's very, very, very difficult. Because fear opens you up to the devil. Fear opens you up. Fear is saying, that there is a way I am, have me. Whatever you need to do, do it in me. But not me. You say you will sit in this mountain. You remove the past into the sea. So you will have that what you say. Only if you can see. Don't joke with doubt. Don't joke with fear. Don't joke with your words. But I'm just saying now. Put in love with your suffer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rabbi will say, any law. Permit me to say that. Words are like earth. If it comes to I am, it will break. You can't gather it into a single piece again. Never. So you don't just joke. I think you can joke with your head. Oh, no, you just say, me, I'm poor, don't. Man in God. I mean, that you don't say you don't have money. You can't do. I'm poor. I'm very poor. See, you can't do that like this. Sometimes I'm so very careful because I'm broke. But that, I'm very careful. What's it there? Yes. I'm very careful. I'll rather say, I don't have cash. I don't have enough cash. And you are broke. That broke is like a circle. You have placed yourself under something already. I'm broke. Don't be shocked if you remain that for some week. Use your word. Is that clear? Now I say I'm broke. Why not say money comes to me? Why say money comes to me? Money comes to me. I have opportunities in business and career. Doors are open to me. Money comes to me. That's better. Now you don't mean that. You are broke now, eh? You want I go? You want I was broke last 3 months? You're going to this one. So that's here. You're in a very stage of brokenness. Hallelujah. I am what the world says I am. So you use your words. Plant words consistently. Plant words in your mind. You will eat what you say. Don't play or be loose with words. Don't be loose. Speak words consistently. If you have children, raise your children with good words. Raise your children with good words. You are too dumb. Oh, my God, come. And then you now wonder why he's coming with the red in his report card. There's his decoration. He's got his face mask. Oh, don't fail me now. He's not his mask. I'm not decorating the report card. Don't fail me. You already called him dumb. You already said he knows nothing. How can you not tell your own daughter? Stupid words. No, raise your children with faith-filled words. I like the way my mom did it. When she wants to say she doesn't say the opposite. Everyone knew what she was saying. We knew what she meant. She said, I will be born you. But you born you, you know what I mean? And someone said, You are too wise. He was saying, you already know the meaning. But she never spoke to you. Terrible word. You are too wise. Is that what you are meant to do? You already know that you are not that. Say these words, raise your children that way. Not yet? Well, you have children in the next 40 years. You calm down. Everything.
James talked about it. I'm laying foundation. I've not even done teaching at all. Just me. I'm just looking at this happening. Things are possible.
Use your words well. That's how the power goes.
Like it? Your life will go in the direction of your words. I love the way that you said it. I read this, Proverbs 7 or 8. Take your life will go in the direction of your words. So you are doing what you are going to. That's where your life goes. Use your words wisely. No, even being stupid really is that word. That works. But you just find the thing. He says, "Drink it with wine, but bring it to you." Right? Speak it to one another. Speak it. Galatians says the same. Accept it. It's like what? So words are important. Pay attention to what you say. Hallelujah. Mark 11. This is your global church. You shall have what you say. He said, in your life, in your lifestyle thing, if you can speak to the mountain, you will have what you say. So your life will follow the dominant words that you speak. You rise and fall to the level of your confession. Huh? The things you say about yourself. Some of you have said the wrong thing about your ministry. I'm not strong. I can't do it. I can't be like this, so. I don't know, I'm not consistent. You wonder why you're not consistent. This is the person. Why not change your words and see the power of God flow? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at that Mark 5 woman. She said, if I can touch. Her faith was repeated in what she said. We must be fine. That we have said so that we may boldly say. Hallelujah. We are saved. I will not leave you nor forsake you. So that we will say, the Lord. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Must learn to say things. I know the Lord, we've washed it down. You know what I'm saying is now? Say the real thing, be real. No. Be real. I was just Abraham. He changed his name, right? From Hagar to Abraham. That is from the first one was an assumed father. This is the next one. Assumed father. Like Eliab's father. That is to Abraham, the father of many nations. Did he have a single child at that time? No. But he changed the father of many nations. In 12 months, he had Isaac. Okay, but he was lying now. How is the father of many nations? No. The real truth are the facts of God's word. The real truth are the fact of God's word. What God says about me is who I am. I'm not going for less. Whether in my ministry, in my career, in my life, in my family, I'm not going for less. I'm not searching for less. I'll say to the mountain, the moon, and to move. And to move, because I have what I say. So, the four things you must learn to say. What God has done for you in Christ, he was meant to say it well. Who you are in Christ, he was meant to say it. What Christ is doing for us, and what God is doing through you. Okay. What God has done for you in Christ, who you are in Christ, what Christ is doing for us, and what God is doing through you. For example, whenever I travel, before moving at all, but I travel a lot, or I say, number one, I see myself in the place I'm going to. That was number one. And number two, I say, this journey is stress-free. It's accident-free. I'll go, and I'll come back. In peace, and go. Hallelujah. That negative identity that you have to apply it. The last 7 years, thank God, I don't know. Family, everything.
same people shall be and they will say, the road is hot. The road is on. What was that in the sun? That looks like it's going. The road is on. Damn, by swap roads. The road man, by swap. So I look like who? I'm not a good one. Me! I'm kept and preserved by the power of God. No evil comes to us. Only Jesus. We don't come close. No evil comes to us. The scummy, and the young. I'm preserved. My health is preserved. Hallelujah. Use your words. Is that clear? I'm running up. So Abraham, he called. Who said I must rescue? You think it's God that calls the things that be not as good they are? It's not God though, it's Abraham. Call the things that be not as good they are. That's not that prayer. Aha. It's Abraham, not God. But that was the faith of God. Hallelujah. When you use your words wisely, say the right thing. Don't say, everything is not crashing down like this. Where's my life going to be? Will I make it? Those are not words of faith. Anybody can say that. Huh? Anybody can say that. But I choose to see what God sees. To see the way he sees. And to talk the way he talks. There is no water when he says, let me walk. I choose to talk that way. I choose to talk that way. Hallelujah. Father, as I close, so your words are valuable. Hallelujah. Crying cannot change anything. Talking to people about the issue cannot change anything. Some believers can cry. You have cried. I will not get you bucket. It is fear that you want to share. We will get you bucket and we assist you. We will take it up for you. Now start crying. Go back to you. Take the bucket in. Sorry, the English is, you will cry and that bucket will be full. You want to cry? I need to get to all this, and I got another. But you had an issue. So, guys, it's not the next thing now. I just pacify, and just sit down. Just close the door. I give her a pray. It is pray, but it's not just food. So, it's what I'm. With fear. Move to cry. What is it? You are watching. How are you? I remember in my secondary school, the guys were fighting. He said, yes. So everybody's now, around there. I said, you will fight, though. You want to fight? You will fight. You are now to say, separate us now. Hey, separate people and Barabbas. You will go to fight. So let that. After crying, you should be soft, right? Come on! Get on that bed! Why are you sharing the Lord's sickness? You don't need that. Get off and start speaking words of faith. No, honey. No, honey. So you already see death. How can you be seeing death because of that sickness? Did you look at the scriptures? When you are sick, then you are healed. Hallelujah. He's a healing Jesus. He's still the same. He's a providing Jesus. He's still the same. If you provide that in the Bible, you can still do it again. If you use, you can still do it again. That's how we know that it's alive. Because the things he did, he's still doing. Hallelujah. So it's alive. It's alive. Use your words wisely. The year is coming to an end. Start it on a new thing. Don't start to complain. I know January has 72 days. Don't start to complain. Your salary will finish. But salary of January to March can finish in January alone. That's like my 90 days, I don't know. But 50 days will work. My needs are met. My bills are paid. How about that? He's not saying, hey, download is coming. Hey, I don't know where my life is going to. No, I know where my life is going to. Upward and forward. Hallelujah.
When you speak the right words.
I was thinking about a ministry, but I did it right now. I will speak. Maybe 40 seconds, 40
seconds. Let's speak the right words.
How does the power flow? Words. Words. Every time Jesus wanted to heal, there was no time he was hiding. Rise up and walk. Words. That's how the power flows. If I may touch, little girl arise. That's how the power flows. There's nothing like silent faith because there's no silent power. Hallelujah. There's no silent power, so there's no silent faith. You gotta stand up and be loud enough. Let the devil know that you mean business. Hallelujah. 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 I've woken up in the middle of the night before. Walking in the comfort. And I was speaking. Take people as not tongues. I was not speaking in tongues. English bad. I was speaking. Saying, no. This is not happening. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Alright, the time comes to me, I will die in 10 days. I'll pay you for that. Will you allow me to see, you know? Let me do that. Me! I lied. You are serious! You are serious. My dad was already stupid. I wonder why I even told him. Yeah. That's a new demand. Then me. That counts. So I first speak the teaching meeting at 11 today. For you to know that I will teach there. I did a teaching meeting for the 11th day. For every of those 10 days, my words were happy. You are doing a much. No. You be gone. You be gone. You will celebrate you. A life well spent. My word. But you have a lot of bro. What? Big God is nice. Why everybody's asking? God, I'm not asking. What? Because word carry power. What carry power? That's why prayer is word. Prayer is word. Prophecy is words. You must learn to speak the right words. That's why this morning we're disciples. And like walk around, yeah, you know, let people hear what you are saying. I want to speak to you the words. Is that clear? Abraham, do you have Isaac when he said, I'm the father of many nations? Do you have Isaac? It's not a lie. I tell you the greater fact, I will, in the word of God. And who says I am? So go ahead, this one, speak words. Right. Speak life in that situation. What does that mean that it's causing a worry? If it's causing a worry, then it's enough to talk about. It's enough to talk to it. It's enough to say about. The fact that I can cause you to worry is the fact that I can cause you to worry.